Let's talk about sustainability in the Northwoods. What are your impressions at this point?
We have lots of opportunities here in the Northwoods. Unfortunately, our forest landscape has become increasingly fragmented, meaning the ownerships are getting smaller and smaller. Even though the forest may not be affected, it's getting more difficult to manage forests just because it's harder and harder to deal with ownerships that are smaller. I always point to the Menominee Forest experience. They have about 160 years of sustainable management. It's a long history and a really interesting history. You know, when you're driving through the Menominee Forest, you feel like you're driving through old-growth forest just because the trees are so large. And the difference is that the forest was never clear-cut back at the turn of the century like the rest of the northern forest landscape. They've been pretty much selectively cutting their trees and improving them. Even though you feel like you're in old growth, it's one of the hardest working forests in the region, meaning that they cut about 20 million board feet off that forest every year. They have the largest sawmill in the state. What I always say is if we took that Menominee Forest and we multiplied, there are 10 townships, it's about 265,000 acres, so 10 townships, if we multiplied it times 100, that would give us the northern Wisconsin landscape. And if we had that, the forest, that's the northern Wisconsin landscape for forest products. So it's forest industry should be the principal. We are forest dwellers. We live in a forest region, and forest industry should be the principal use of this area. This should be the principal economic activity of the region, and it could, you know, employ thousands and thousands of people and generate huge amounts of revenue. If we just allow the forest to come back. The forests are very resilient in the north, but at this stage it will probably take a generation or two before that could be accomplished. Again, pointing to the Menominee, trying to replicate these types of experience and using that as an example. I mean, it exists. The Menominee Forest exists, and that's the greatest value of it, because it provides that example. So we need to, I think, you know, just the idea is that on a positive note, that we would use this example to kind of apply it to the rest of the northern forest.